שלום, אנחנו קוראים בתלמוד 10 הספירות כרך א', חלק ב', אנחנו בדף עין ו', עמוד 76, הסתכלות פנימית, עוד קוף א'. ניתן למצוא את חומר הלימוד באתר קבלה לעם, kab.co.il.
We're studying the study of 10 ספירות, part 2. We are in item 101, הסתכלות פנימית. עמוד 76, הסתכלות פנימית, עוד קוף א'. Item 101. There's no Or Yashar in the Kli of Malchut, but only Or Chozer. 101. Regarding the above mentioned Or Malchut, both the Or inside her and the Or that is incorporated from her in the first nine Sefirot is only Or Chozer. You already know that since the Tzimtzum onward, a masach was erected on the Sefira of Malchut, and Or Ein Sof is not received there. Instead, the encounter of the Or Ein Sof with that masach creates a zivug, at which time a new light comes from the masach of Malchut, called Or Chozer, which shines up to the Sefira of Keter above. It thus clothes all the ten Sefirot from below upward, which is the only way by which it is contained in each Sefira of the upper nine Sefirot. Meaning the nine Sefirot are filled with light, and Malchut is filled with Or Chozer. Clear? Next.
Malchut is regarded as the Keter at the ten Sefirot of the returning light, Or Chozer. 102. The Sefira of Malchut is the source of the new light, and every source is regarded as Keter. Hence, Malchut is regarded as the Sefira of Keter of that new light. The Sefira before her, namely Yesod, is regarded as the Chochmah of the new light. And the one before her, meaning Chod, is regarded as Bina. Until the upper Keter is now regarded as Malchut, meaning the one that receives from this new light.
It's okay, yes. 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar and 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer.
10 Sefirot of Or Yashar expand from above downward. We have learned that in each degree of ten Sefirot, we should distinguish two courses of ten Sefirot that extend from Ein Sof. The first is of ten Sefirot that extend from ten Sefirot. From above downward, from Keter to Malchut. These are called ten Sefirot of Or Yashar, for they descend in Yoshel from above downward by a gradual order from the pure Kli to the coarser, and from there to the coarser still through Malchut and the coarsest of all.
Meaning we have from Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeran, Bina, and Malchut, we have like this 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar, which clothe on the 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer, so Malchut becomes Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Zeranpin and Malchut. That's in Or Chozer. And this is in Or Yashar. Direct light. And Or Chozer, reflected light or returning light.
Ten Sefirot of Or Chozer expand from below upward. 103. We have another course of ten Sefirot there. These extend from the Sefira of Malchut from below upward, meaning from Malchut to Keter. In that case, Malchut becomes the origin of the new light called ten Sefirot of Or Chozer. They're called by that name for they pour and come in an opposite order of degree. Namely, they do not extend from the pure to the coarse, where the last receiver is the coarsest. Quite the contrary, it extends from the coarsest to the one that is not so coarse, until the last receiver is the purest. For that reason, it is considered to be shining from below upward.
Questions, please.
Minutes before the lesson, I found myself reading to the friends what Rav said from 11:30 in the Zoom. I was very impressed in these moments that took over my heart. And I thought there is this opportunity.
What, that I said something there? What did I say?
You want me to read what you said?
No, just say it in your words.
My words are, if I enter your desire that there's a great opportunity to raise the holy society to the holy of the holies, you wished us well, and for that I'm grateful.
Thank you to you too. Nice. Let's go.
All the Sfirot of Or Chozer that come in Sfirot of Or Gashal travel through Malchut. 104. We've explained above about the Hitkalelut of the Sfirot in the order of the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar, because there is no absence in spirituality. Any illumination that passes anywhere remains there in completeness even after it moves to a different location. With regards to the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar, all the 10 Sfirot are present in Keter. 9 in Chokhmah, 8 in Binah, etc. For that reason, it also appears by the same way in the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. That is because here the Sfirah of Malchut becomes the origin of that Or Chozer. Thus, it is considered that every Prinah of Or Chozer that reaches its upper Sfirah must travel through Malchut, for the reason that Malchut emanates that light by the power of her Masach, which mates with the light of Ein Sof that meets that Masach.
There's nothing to ask? Yes?
We're studying how the lights enter Nefesh, Ruach, and so on. Each light descends and goes degree by degree. And then when light comes to Chochmah, it goes into Ketel.
Every light enters by Zivug Avaka. Constant Zivugim Avaka until it comes from below and then returns all the way upward.
What I'd like to hear about the Or Chozer, the reflected light, is that at the first time it also goes in that way, all of the light that needs to go through Malchut. And that means?
Every light has to go through Malchut, certainly. Otherwise, it's not felt at all that it's coming. All the light that comes to Malchut, and then you could feel that it went through all the previous degrees.
For it to be felt in the Parzuf, it has to go through Malchut?
It has to come to Malchut, and then you know that the light was in the Parzuf.
Thank you. A general question about Or Chozer. Because I'm new, I don't understand it. How can a Kali raise light? How can it reflect it? Where does it come from?
Or Chozer is not light. It's called that way. It's the response of the creature to the bestowal of the Creator. Where the creature, according to that response, wants to bestow to the Creator, it's called Or Chozer. That's it. It could be from the smallest possible kli, where the baby smiles to his mother. Oh, what pleasure she receives from his smile. And that's Or Chozer. Yes. Meaning Or Chozer comes to the creator from the creature, by the creature wanting to be connected to him.
Avyut.
So there's all Chozer in all the 5 degrees of Avyut. Certainly it's not like in corporeality where it's out of the will to receive in a direct way, but out of the desire to bestow, meaning through a tzimtzum, masach, ochozer, zivugavaka, and then it brings back to the creator his attitude, like the guest and the host. Well, Vlad, what's with you? Everything's okay. Wonderful. There are such times where all of a sudden I feel everything, I understand everything. Everything goes by me, by my ear, by the heart. It doesn't enter. But it's okay also. So we also need to wait until that passes. Like with Rabbi Akiva. He lowers his head until the wave will go by him. Yes.
A friend from Israel is asking, what considers the purity of the kli from above, from below upward in terms of the masach?
The purity of the kli is defined by the masach. Yes. Only by the masach. The kli is aviyut. And if it will be able to do a restriction, zivugavaka, and ochozer, then according to the extent of striking and ochozer, it's called purity. Meaning to the extent in which it works above its avyut. And then the avyut becomes purity, zakut. Okay? Yes.
We always say that the 9 first are an example of the upper giving to Malchut. And here we have the last 9, the Tet Achonot.
What last 9?
The 9 that rise up.
Oh, Chozer.
What's the connection between these last 9, the Tet Achonot?
Why the last one? There's no such thing. What first ones? Say, the 9 Sfirot of Or Yashar and 9 Sfirot of Or Chozer, let's say. Yes?
See, these first 9 are an example. That Malchut gets an example how to be like the upper. What's the 9 Sfirot of the Or Chozer?
Malchut does restriction and striking and mating in the light that comes to her, to the extent in which she's capable. In all the light that comes to her, she strikes, meaning stands in the restriction, and other than that, she enters into zivug with him, meaning to the extent in which she can, with her rejection, do the action in order to bestow to the emanator. And then that action gives birth to ochozer, the attitude of the guest to the host. And then it clothes in as much as it's capable from the 9 sefirot of Or Yashar, and to the extent in which it can clothe it, it receives within her desire, from zivugavaka downward, in the toch of the parzuf. And from that, the guf of the parzuf is constructed. Okay. Next.
Od kufei, kshor chozer de yisod over derech hamalchut.
105. When or chozer of yisod travels through malchut, it leaves its shorish in malchut and so on by the same manner. Therefore, when the sfira of yisod receives her light from malchut, it necessarily means that malchut received that light first. It comes to the Sfira of Yesod via the Zivug with the light of Insof and the passing through Malchut. It turns out that the light of Yesod is present both in Malchut and in Yesod. It is the same with the light the Ochozel that Hod receives, which by necessity acquired its place in passing through Malchut and Yesod. In that state, we find that there are 3 lights in Malchut, 2 in Yesod, and 1 in Hod. Similarly, when Keter receives the last O Chozer, there are already 10 lights of the 10 Sfirot of O Chozer in Malchut. 9 in Yesod, 8 in Hod, etc. As was explained regarding the 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar.
בסדר? יש לנו חמישה אורות מלמעלה למטה.
Okay, we have 5 lights from above down, which go by this way. And if these lights come from below upwards, they come from the Malchut.
ככה.
Like this. 5 lights from above down. This is Or Chozer. And this is Or Yashar. Okay. This is Malchut. And this here is Keter. But this is Malchut, Keter of Or Chozer, Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut of Or Chozer. And here it's Keter Chochma Bina, Zeranpin, Malchut of Or Chozer.
Otam Chukim, Rakafuch.
Same rules, only opposite. Okay? I don't understand if it's clear or not. Niv, what's not clear? From Keter of Or Yashar, the light comes. It enters from Keter to Chochmah, to Binah, to Zeranpin, and to Malchut. Yes? That's it. Now, from Keter of Or Chozer, meaning from Malchut. Yes, but Malchut now becomes Keter for Or Chozer. From there the light comes. So it goes from Malchut to, let's say, we're not saying Yesod, but Malchut is Ranpin, to Bina, to Chochma, and to Keter. So all the lights that go through from below upwards move from Malchut. So in when they go through Malchut, how many are they? 5. All the lights go through Malchut. Read again what you just read.
Again, 105. When Or Chozer of Yesod travels through Malchut, it leaves its shorish in Malchut and so on by the same manner. Therefore, when a Sfira of Yesod receives her light from Malchut, it necessarily means that Malchut received that light first. It comes to the Sfira of Yesod via the Zivug with the O in Sof and passing through Malchut. Turns out that O Yesod is present both in Malchut and in Yesod. It is the same with the O Chozer that Hod receives, which by necessity acquired its place in passing through Malchut and Yesod. In that state we find that there are 3 lights in Malchut, 2 in Yesod and 1 in Hod. Similarly, when Keter receives the last O Chozer, there are already 10 lights of the 10 Sfirot of O Chozer in Malchut, 9 in Yesod, 8 in Hod, etc. As was explained regarding the 10 Sfirot of O Yashar.
There's nothing here that's special. Simply, everything works in numbers only. Next.
By Hitkalelut of Or Chozer in passing, 10 Sfirot become fixed in each and every Sfira. Keter has 9 Sfirot of Or Yashar and 1 of Or Chozer. It turns out that we have 10 Sfirot in each and every Sfira of the above 10 Sfirot, meaning together with the Or Chozer. In other words, the light of Malchut that is received in each and every Sfira completes to 10 Sfirot. In Ketel, there are 9 Sfirot of Or Yeshar, Gechub Chagat Nehi, and one of Or Chozer, namely Malchut. For she receives last from the 10 Sfirot of Or Chozer. Consequently, he has only one light of the Or Chozer.
בסדר? יש לך בקיצור משולש.
Okay, in short, you have a triangle. I'm sorry, a square first of all. And in this square, you have a triangle.
ובמשולש הזה יש לך.
And in this triangle, you have ספירות of אור ישר. And you also have against that Sfirot of Or Chozer. Or Chozer. And here it is Or Yashar. And it's always 10. Next.
Item 107.
Chochma has 8 of Or Yashar and 2 of Or Chozer. Bina has 7 of Or Yashar and 3 of Or Chozer. Chochma has 8 Sfirot of Or Yashar. Chochma, Bina, and Chagat Nehi, and 2 of Or Chozer. The ones of Or Chozer are her own part, which she received from the Or Chozer of Malchut, being Yisod of Or Chozer, and the part of Ketel that traveled through her and remained there so as never to move again, being Malchut of Or Chozer. Bina has 7 lights of Or Yashar, which are Bina, Chagat Nehi, and 3 of Or Chozer, Chod, Yesod, Malchut. She has Chod from her own, Yesod from the part of Chochma that traveled through her, and Malchut from the part of Ketel that traveled through her, meaning from Bina upwards.
And so on, but you can see he's not lazy here. He continues. Yes.
Chesed has 6 of Or Yashar and 4 of Or Chozer. Gvura has 5 of Or Yashar and 5 of Or Chozer. Tiferet has 4 of Or Yashar and 6 of Or Chozer. 108. Chesed has 6 Sfirot of Or Yashar, which are Chagat Nehi, and 4 Sfirot of Or Chozer, which extend from Chesed upwards. In other words, she has her own part, namely Netzach, and the parts of Bina, Chochma, and Ketel, which are Chod, Yesod, and Malchut, that traveled through her and became fixed there. The same applies to Gvura, who's got 5 Sfirot of Or Yashar, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod. She also has 5 Sfirot of Or Chozer from Gvura upwards, meaning the 4 parts of Ketel, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, being Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, which pass through her, and her own part, which is Tiferet of Or Chozer. Tiferet has 4 Sfirot of Or Yashar from Tiferet downwards, and 6 of Or Chozer from Tiferet upwards. In other words, it has 5 parts, kechub chag, which are tenhim, that pass through him, and his own part, being vura of Or Chozer.
I recommend we move to chapter 10. Chapter 10, which clarifies the matter of Zivug Abaka, the resecting force, and the one with Zivug, and one with Aviut, and one with Kashiut of the Masach. a broad explanation and the meaning of the words. The topic of Zivug Avaka in 128 requires an elaborate explanation. There is an apparent positive and negative here for Zivug Avaka, meaning rejection and separation and great hatred. Thus, how can you utter Zivug Avaka? For it implies love of hatred, or adhesion of separation, or the extension of rejection. It is indeed perplexing. This is clear, yes? Two things that are clashing, that are contradicted to one another. A Zivug Avaka, how can it be that they operate this way? Yes?
In 129, it is indeed that they are two opposites under one rule. However, this rule consists of two unique carriers, meaning two forces, one that attracts and another that repels. The attracting force is in the aviyut, the coarseness of the kli, and the repelling force in the masach of the kli. They have been put together and both rule simultaneously at one time in two places.
Yes, so how do these forces operate, the rejecting and the attracting, if they're all in one? We're going to find out now.
130. I will elaborate in order to examine it thoroughly and make it acceptable to the mind without arousing any confusion and bafflement. Let me present an example from the corporeal reality that is imagined and appears to our eyes. When you look upon a rock or a person who falls off a high place to the ground, you see that that person is being pulled from above downward with great force and speed. Still, when that person hits the ground hits him and pushes him a bit upward. 131. There are two conjectures here. One is that the earth has a great pulling force on everything that is placed in the air, if there is nothing solid to protect it. Thus, when one falls off the roof of the house into the air, that pulling force of the earth immediately operates on him. That explains the issue of the speedy fall to the ground. However, there is a thought here, by which the earth should have lovingly embraced that person, not letting him move even a bit. Still, we see the opposite. The minute that person touches the ground, it pushes him back quickly, and he returns slightly upwards. There is yet another supposition, that there is another force which repels from above, from the air. This rejecting force operates on anything airborne and pushes it to the ground. At the same time, our earth has only the repelling force and none of the attracting force. Thus, when that person becomes detached from the roof of the house and becomes airborne, the repelling force from above instantly operates on him and brings him to the ground. Hence, when he touches the ground, it pushes him up once more. 133. If we deduce from the branch about its shoish in the upper worlds, where things are mostly very similar, we will find that both postulates are incorrect. We might also say that each and every ball has a pulling force and repelling force that are intermingled. In other words, there is a force of aviyut, a force of coarseness, being the attracting force that wants to draw everything outside inwardly. And opposite that, there is a force of kashiyut, which repels any external body from entering. Thus, any hamshacha must certainly come from the central point in its pnimiyut, for that is where the force of hamshacha stays. It is so because the central point is more coarser than the entire planet, thus attracting anything within that peripheral space under its influence and the force of its operation.
פעולתה ושליטתה. קופלה מדלת. ואם כל זאת אינה מושכת הדבר עד לבלוע אותו.
134. However, it does not pull it to the point of swallowing it, as it should have, judging only by her power of attraction. Instead, at the very moment when the attracted object touches the outer crust, the repelling force in the crust, being the kashiyut, immediately awakens and pushes it upwards once again. 135. It turns out that what it pulled has been received, but not by the way of Amshacha, but in another way, because it was halted halfway by the force of the kashiyut that pushed it and stopped it midway. Thus, there are both zivug and haka'ah operating together here. The zivug pulls and the kashiyut repels. Thus, it receives it on top and does not swallow it alive into the bowels of the earth. We can therefore say that the vessel for reception is primarily the repelling force in it. That is, because it receives and sustains him, as it should be, were it not for the repelling force, and the person would be swallowed alive in it. 136. You can also see that detracting and rejecting are as even as two drops in a pond in a measure of their strength. If the pulling force had been a little stronger than the pushing force, it would become impossible to move on earth. Anything moving would be glued to it like iron to magnet. Alternately, if the repelling force had been somewhat stronger, the entire universe would be dancing on it, unable to touch it. Thus, they are evidently even. 137. Thus, you can thoroughly understand the issue of zivug de haka'ah, the coupling of striking in the ilyonim, in the upper. Even though the coupling and the striking are two opposites, still they take part in one dominion at one time and at one instance, but in two places, being the coarseness and the kashiyut. Remember this in the continuation of this wisdom.
לא פשוט, יש פה דברים עדינים מאוד, אנחנו נברר אותם.
It's not simple, there are very delicate matters here, we will scrutinize. But what he's trying to say is that the attracting and the rejecting force are equalized here. They are in each place as of equal measure. Okay?
יש איזה מבוכה, אני רואה. כן.
There's a certain confusion I can see.
How can we see that the light enters? Because if there's something that isn't calculated and there isn't measured, then it's either up or down.
What he's trying to say is this: you have an attractive force and a rejecting force. Now, in what balance should we be between attraction and rejection? You choose. If we're talking about relative to us, but relative to nature, these are of equal measure, they're equalized. Only in man there is choice. This is something we can talk about. Look, we don't understand how this is written, the book. It's not written in the form of like a school book or a study guide. Okay, we're moving to page Kuf Aleph in the Hebrew.
Taf Kuf Aleph, אנחנו בחלק גימל, עמוד 101.
We are in part 3, 101. Or Yashar Eno Chozer includes 15 chapters. We learn now about the Or Yashar Eno Chozer and the Patzuf. Yes, 10 Sefirot of Or Yashar and 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer. And see, so now he continues here. Yes, there's Atzmut and Kilim. At first, Or and Sof spread in the matter of then Kilim, and then there's the light, which are Rot. In all the worlds, there are prinot of atzmut and kelim in the matter of expansion of ten sfirot of ein sof in the sfirot of atzilut in the matter of kelim. For the matter of expansion implies that the coarseness of the light is more, since these ten sfirot are the ten kelim, which were made by the side of the expansion of Ein Sof itself. It's just that the light got coarser and the kelim became so through expansion. And after this expansion, by which the kelim are happening, the ten kelim, then the Atzmut clothed in Ein Sof within them. And this is the secret of Atzmut of kelim. Item 1 clarifies in all the worlds. There are 10 worlds, and they are called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. The world Olam comes from the world He'elim, concealment. Because each time the light of Ein Sof becomes more hidden in them, as the Ari explains henceforth. Item 2, we don't have 2 or 3, we'll go to 4. Clarifies the beginning of it all, meaning the very beginning of every single Olam. Item 6 clarifies the matter of Ein Sof, meaning unattainable. It is called Ein Sof to indicate that the Sfira of Malchut, which concludes and stops all the degrees, does not put a stop and cessation here whatsoever on the upper light. Quite the contrary, it is in here that the bestowal of the light begins. Yes. Item 7, Hitpashtut, indicates the coarsening of the light that is more than it was in the emanator. Otherwise, how would the light cease to be an emanator and merit the name Hitpashtut of the light from it outwardly? The issue of the coarsening, Hitabut, is meaning the change of form that the light acquires because it becomes an emanated. Meaning it moves from Keter to Bina to Chumat Bina. By this it becomes thicker, coarser. The light itself is always the light of Ein Sof. There is no change in the light itself, but the Kli, which it clothes in, has changes, and therefore it appears as if those changes are in the light. Next.
9. That teaches us that the kelim are consequences of the light itself. That is because as the light expands to the emanated, it descends by the four prinot chub zon. In the end, it generates the will to receive in the emanated, and it is this desire that is prinat dalet, which is the essence of the kli of the emanated. It is coarseness that the light acquired during its expansion. However, the three first prinot are but causes for prinat dalet to appear. The inevitability and the order of these four prinot was explained in previous parts, and it is needless to elaborate here too.
Mm-hmm.
10. Clarifying. Hitlabshut is like concealment. The clothing is like concealment. That is because the clothes hide the one who wears them, yet it is done because of that person's desire to be seen. Without the correction of this concealment, it is impossible for it to become revealed. For that reason, it hides itself in it and shows itself through it. Such a correction is always called malbush or levush. Clothing. Thus, the levush is used for two things: concealment and revelation. It is the same with our matter because it is impossible to attain the light in the lower ones without a kli. Hence the light becomes clothed in a kli so that the tachton, the lower one, may attain it by that kli it is clothed in and examine it closely.
Yes, next. Item 2.
The tikkun of the masach to detain the upper light from clothing the kli of malchut stops between the world of Atzilut and the rest of the worlds. When the above expansion reached malchut of Atzilut, the upper emanator saw that the lower ones do not have the strength to receive that light, and should it expand further. Then when the 10th Kli of Atzilut was completed, one Masach and Polgod was made there, interrupting between Atzilut and the rest of the worlds below it.
Meaning from the four phases of direct light, through Malchut of Insof, through the Parzufim of Adam Kadmon, which is Galgal, Ta'ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, through the world of Atzilut, which happened from Tabu till Parsa, the light expanded and reached all the way to Parsa. And then it was revealed that below Parsa, they cannot be revealed because the light cannot be received. And therefore, it seemingly stops in Parsa. Yes.
O Pnimi, clarifying, when the above expansion reached the Malchut of Atzilut, meaning after the light had expanded in the first three Prinot called Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and after it completed its expansion in Zeranpin, it came to expand in Prinat Dalet called Malchut. The light cannot expand in Malchut before it expands in the three former Prinot, for they generate each other by way of cause and consequence. Clarifying, the lower do not have the strength to receive that light. Because the force of the restriction rides over Prinat Dalet, Prinat Dalet does not have the strength to receive light.
Shilot, Ein, Kadima.
Questions? None? Let's go.
40, clarifying, the 10th Kli of Atzilut was completed. That refers to Prinat Dalet called Malchut. By that, he tells us that we should note that the Kli of Malchut and the Masach in it are two separate matters. The Kli of Malchut is a light that became coarse at the level of Prinat Dalet, which is affected by the Tzimtzum, and the Masach, and the Pargod were erected in her later.
Ken.
Eitan Mirushalayim, ma ze atzmut?
Eitan from Jerusalem, what is atzmut, essence?
What is atzmut? Atzmut is light. That's what it's called. The essence of it is light. Next.
50, clarifying, Masach and Palgod were made there. Masach and Palgod are one thing. It means that a detaining force was made there, which is a sort of shielding partition above Malchut, so that the light of the upper would not break into her. 60, clarifying, interrupting between Atzilut and the rest of the worlds below it, means that this Masach not only protects Malchut, as mentioned above, but also separates between Olamot Atzilut and the rest of the worlds.
Meaning the Parsa there is something very complex. It has seemingly many layers there, and it doesn't let and it protects all that stands below her, since so that the upper light will not be able to go through her. You finished item 2, yes? Wonderful. 3 above.
Three above, by the power of the blow of the light of Insof in the Masach, the light returned upward as Ochozel that closed the upper light. The entire place until the Kav of the light of Insof is regarded as Olam Atzilut. 3. Then the light of Insof that expands up to there struck the Masach by the power of the blow of the descent. It struck it and returned upward as all Chozel to its place. Then the world of Atzilut was completed in its Kelim, and the light of Insof clothed them once more as Atzmut. Thus, to the place where the light of Insof reaches by this manner, it is called the world of Atzilut, Olam Atzilut, because it is the light itself, but after its Hitbatut.
Meaning the light comes through all the Pchinot of Atzilut, it comes to the Parsa, the Masach in Parsa strikes it and sends it back, and then it comes and dresses in the world of Atzilut and ends there as far as lights and kilim. Below?
70 below, clarifying the light of Insof that expands up there struck the Masach. The encounter of the upper light with the Masach is compared to two hard objects where one of them is trying to break the other's gvul, the other's boundary. The other stands firmly against the first and prevents the first from trespassing.
That's like the guest and the host. Yes?
Such an encounter is called haka'ah, a striking. However, when two liquids encounter, they do not prevent each other from trespassing and mixing. Hence, there is no haka'ah, no striking between them. The same applies to two supple objects. Their haka'ah, their striking, is not really felt because they let each other permeate the other's boundary and push their outer shell to some extent. However, with hard objects, one does not let the other move one from one's place even a little. Consequently, their encounter is perceived as haka'ah, the striking. Since the tzimtzum was primarily done by the emanated and not at all by the emanator, the light of Insof is not at all meticulous about that restriction in Malchut. Instead, it stretches down to Malchut too. Moreover, it does it forcefully because Insof filled Prinat Dalet too before the restriction. For that reason, it has no reason to change its way, and it always descends to the Kli of Malchut with its light. However, the Masach and Palgod erected in Malchut impede and detain the light. It does not let it expand within it even a bit, which is why we find that the light of Insof that expands up to there struck that Masach. That screen, the Masach.
Okay? Look where he explains the matter of Zivug Avaka. Meaning to the extent in which we've been through this already, only now he starts to slowly explain this to us. That's how it is. We will see in parts that in the 9th, 10th part, 11th, you'll see how much he there explains what we read here and didn't get an explanation for. That's how Kabbalists write. What?
He clarifies here the liquid that he mentions the liquids that has a mingling and they have no haka, no striking.
Yes, there's no boundary there.
Let's say we take the oil and water. They don't have any mingling.
It doesn't matter, but neither of them bothers the other. It doesn't let it enter. That's true. But none of them rejects them in return. Just like a hard thing.
Previously, in the striking of coupling, the repulsion and attraction, he said in the center of the ball there's the force of attraction. And he says that the force doesn't have a restriction on the upper, and it wants to expand into Prinat Dalet. That is the attraction to the center of the ball. Where is the...
I don't understand your example. What does it have to do with the ball? Leave a ball. There's no restriction here. What are you trying to say in words without confusing nature and the wisdom of Kabbalah?
I don't understand who attracts and...
The will to receive attracts. The will to receive is what attracts and wants to swallow everything that comes its way. But a rejecting force awakens and doesn't let it enter into his boundary.
He writes there's the force of Matzil, that it doesn't take into account the restriction that the emanated do, and that's why it presses on the emanated. There's a force that wasn't there before.
What's written that you're asking about? What is written?
No.
Well? And since all the matter of every essence of the restriction was on the side of the emanated and not from the side of the emanator, hence the light of Insof does not do with the matter of the restriction of Malchut, because it spreads also into Malchut, and it's also clear that it goes down there with force just as it's drawn. And it is because in Ein Sof, prior to the restriction, it would feel also Bchinat Dalet. Therefore, it has no matter of changing through it. And it was always to fill the Kli of Malchut in its light. Although the Masach and the Pargod that was in Malchut detains it and stops the light and doesn't let it spread into itself whatsoever. Hence, it is clear that the essence of the light of Ein Sof spreads from the Masach. So what's the problem here?
It said that the light is attracted by Malchut that attracts it, as the will to receive, and now it says that the light is pushed by the upper light to enter Bchinat Dalet.
Where is it written? Where is it written that the upper pushes the lights to enter into Bchinat Dalet? It's clear that it goes down there with force. It's kind of like imploring. Yes, but it's not with the force that the upper is pushing it, but that the will to receive is pulling it. That the will to receive had two forces, the force that attracts and the force that rejects. Yes.
There's a force of attraction and a force of repulsion. What's the force of bestowal?
The force of bestowal from the side of the creator?
Side of the emanated.
From the side of the creature, it's the detaining force. The force that detains the spreading, the expansion of the upper light. Where the host doesn't want to receive from the guest because he wants to bestow to the host. Specifically because he wants to bestow.
Ken?
Yes.
Writes about the Masach and Palgot that contain it and stops it from expanding at all. Previously,
yes.
He wrote that the Masach and Palgot are one thing.
That's not important. Don't take it as what a Masach is and what a Palgot is. Together. Sometimes he writes Masach, sometimes Palgot, and sometimes Masach and Palgot. It's the language. Okay, Masach screen, Pargod partition. You can see it like the weekend is coming up with you. Yes.
Can I ask a general question? Is that all of the world is created by the creature, and light just comes from the creator in terms of the creatures? The whole world was created, including Masach. Like Baal HaSulam writes that the restriction is created by the creature.
אנחנו עכשיו בינתיים לומדים.
For the time being, we are learning now how the upper light spreads. In the light that spreads, you have the upper light, which spreads from above downwards, wanting to penetrate, meaning into the will to receive. And you also have the desire, which wants to receive the light on one hand, on the side of its nature, but on the other hand, it wants an equivalence of form. And then in the desire, there are two forces, the drawing, the attracting force, and the rejecting force. With us, for the time being, there's only the attracting force. And we hope that by the bestowal from above, we will have a rejecting force as well. And then we will work with those two forces for them to be equal. So what are you asking? So the upper light spreads from above on the will to receive. The will to receive, which draws it, the light also rejects it and enters with it into equivalence of form, more or less, and by that builds all kinds of degrees. When it receives the light in order to bestow, and some not, and some it does receive again, and some not, and that's how the worlds are created, are built.
I just don't understand, where are these worlds?
Inside the will to receive.
My attitude to the Creator, my relation?
Now you're asking already something else. We're learning now about the will to receive, not you. We are learning how the will to receive is influenced by the upper light. There are two altogether that are in creation. Light and desire, and how the light influences the desire, and how the desire is influenced by the light, lets the light enter, doesn't let the light enter. And in the two of them, all the degrees are created, all the states that can be between the two of them. And it's not yet here you and not anything else. Don't get confused. In the study of Ten Sefirot, we're learning about lights and kelim. That's it. No more than that. Yes.
How about such a primitive action to repulse, to reject, and to attract? We got all of these discernments.
Yes, that's how it is? What do you mean how? How not? Because there's an oppositeness between them. Between a plus and minus. Look, you have all of creation between plus and minus. Two forces altogether in creation.
Where is this upper dot and this upper reason? Where do I get it from?
What's the upper reason?
I advanced by rejecting restriction.
From the fact that he wants to become similar to the upper. The lower one wants to be resembled, to be like the upper one. And therefore it receives from this light the forces and begins to resist, reject it, be similar to it. It's all from those two altogether. It's truly a wonder that there's no more than two, but it's enough. It's enough. Only it's not just to push away, but also to see, to receive, to feel, to absorb something from it. And then each of them, the Creator clothes in the creatures, and the creatures do make the clothing of the Creator upon them, which is called Ol Chozer. Tachim gam yachad Hine matom manai Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matom Shevetachim gam yachad Hine matom Shevetachim gam yachad.